Have you ever had some embarrassing bad news that you just didn't know how to deliver?
Our next guest is helping people to deliver what may be the most mortifyingly unfortunate news of all, news about STDs. Deb Levine is the executive director of Internet Sexuality Information Services, the creators of InSpot.org, a website that allows users to send an e-card to former lovers to let them know they might have an STD. Deb, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
So tell me, what was the inspiration for InSpot? Did Hallmark.com not have enough, you know, trichomoniasis cards or what?
We launched InSpot a few years ago. The service was originally for gay men because we were seeing rising rates of syphilis in the San Francisco Bay Area. And we also, at the same time, were seeing this rise in internet use of men to seeking sex partners. And so we kind of sat there and looked at all the numbers and said, there must be a way that we can use the same technology where they're using to meet their sex partners to actually stop transmission.
One striking thing about the cards on your website is that there's this variety of fun choices for card designs, all with pithy blurbs to let people know they might have picked up an STD. Why was it important to you guys to make the cards fun?
I'm actually really glad you asked that, because in the intro you used the word mortifying, and I just felt to myself, this isn't mortifying. You know, if you have a great weekend, you met someone new, or you've been dating them for a while, and all of a sudden, you know, you've become sexually active with them, you come into your office on Monday morning and you tell people about it, and people congratulate you. And when you come back 2 weeks later and say, oh gosh, now I have gonorrhea, then no one will talk to you. And one of the reasons that we wanted to make InSpot and the cards on InSpot a little more lighthearted was just to say, you know, there are consequences to being sexually active and to being in sexual relationships. And it's some of those consequences are wonderful and some of those consequences are not so wonderful. But either way, let's talk about it.
I can see how it's important to you guys to avoid judgments. Absolutely. Speaking for myself, I would be mortified. Maybe I'm a victim of stigma, but I would be.
I think that's normal. I think it's absolutely normal. And this is, for us, it's sort of part of a lifelong process and part of our organizational mission to try to decrease stigma and make it okay to talk about these things.
So, Deb, do you have a favorite card on InSpot? I like the one, there's one that says, it's not what you brought to the party, it's what you left with.
No, my favorite one, truthfully, is that I got screwed while screwing.
You might have too, yeah.
I love that one, but it's very San Francisco, and many of the other cities and states have chosen not to include that one.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You have different cards for different cities. Why? Mm-hmm. Why is that? You send them out to different cities and let the local organizer choose?
Well, that's interesting. When we first, let's see, I think we went to Indiana and Philadelphia first, which are both pretty different than San Francisco. But the first thing both groups said was they felt that there wasn't any message of contrition, you know, of saying, I'm sorry. And so we created the I'm sorry card.
I have a question. Do you find at certain times of the year where there's more traffic, where it's clear that people may be hooked up more?
You know, it's very interesting because we're just analyzing the data across all the InSpot sites for 2006 and 2007. And there's a consistent peak in March and April. And, you know, just off the top of my head, I'm going to attribute it to spring break and traveling and, you know, spring fever even. And we're just kind of looking at those peaks and ebbs right now.
Finally, Deb, I have to confess that while our staff was working on this interview, there was a rash, so to speak, of prank emails sent around the office via your website. Do you ever worry that people like my sophomore colleagues will be using InSpot.org for evil?
I'm not at all worried about you and your colleagues, because the truth is that a minimum of one out of four of you have or will have an STD.
And we make out a lot. We make out a lot. So I'm going to go four out of four.
Okay. So there you go. And you really can't get an STD from kissing.
Deb, I think it's really cool what you're doing.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Deb Levine is the Executive Director of Internet Sexuality Information Services in Oakland, California.